Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football playoff standings, the second one of the year came out yesterday. I'm a geek because I look forward to seeing it. I love it. South Carolina debuts at number 21, Clemson at number 20. Lots of people were questioning this, Jeremy. South Carolina lost to LSU early in the season. Yet LSU is 22, South Carolina is 21, and they're both 6-3. My response to that is, it doesn't matter. Neither one of them going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Well, I'd say this too. Like, we got to figure out what the criteria is going to be for everything, how they're going to look at this. Because you mentioned the top 12 teams are not the 12 that are going to get in. It's going to matter conference play, who you've played, and looking at those things. That's why I think college football really wanted this, because if they want to make Alabama the 12th team or some team that they want to make sure gets in because you know it's going to bring in viewership, they can do that. But I also think the cool part is that maybe we do see, you know, if a team like Army has a year like they're having and they make that run, maybe we do see them get to play the big dogs.
I don't think they're going to have
it. I'm not saying Army, but I'm saying a team like that.
Here's the criteria, Jeremy. The 12 participating teams in the college football playoff bracket will be the five conference champions ranked highest by the CFP selection committee and the next seven highest ranked teams. The four highest ranked conference champions will be seeded 1-4 and receive the first round bye. So let's say right now, Oregon in the Big Ten will be Texas in the SEC. It would be BYU's in the Big 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Miami of the ACC. So those would be your four. Right. Now, your fifth one would be, I don't know, maybe Boise State. Boise State, perhaps. And then you select five teams after that of the highest, the seven next highest ranked teams.
So can Notre Dame never get the bye?
Not only did Notre Dame never get the bye, based on the playoff scenario they had last night, Notre Dame wasn't in the playoffs.
It's interesting.
They weren't even in the playoffs.
So now if Oregon's going to be, you know, the top team in that in the Big Ten, say. So right. Ohio State goes with the also-rans behind all the other
at-large.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you think about it now, if that happens, the Ohio State's gone, Penn State's gone, yep. Indiana's gone, Tennessee's gone.
Do you think they finagle the numbers?
Alabama's gone,
the top 12?
Ole Miss is gone, Georgia's gone.
Huh? Do you think they finagle the numbers to make sure that the teams they want to get in the top 12 get in the top 12?
Well, if that's the case, then Notre Dame would have been in based on that last night.
I mean, I think Notre Dame has to be in. They got one loss this year. Right?
Can I tell you what my opinion is on this whole Notre Dame thing?
What? I think they're trying to force them to get in the conference.
Yes. Yes.
Play by our rules.
Yes.
For so long, they've had it their way.
Yes.
This ain't Burger King anymore.
You want to get in? win the ACC. You can't win the ACC by going undefeated against ACC teams. You got to be in the ACC. I think this is their way. So I guess to answer your question about finagling, yes. I don't think it's a thing of we don't want you in. I think it's a thing, Ed, we want you to play our game. Everybody, who else is independent? Liberty is no longer independent. The military schools are no longer independent. They're no longer independent. BYU isn't independent. Everybody's jumping into conference. And think about it. The SEC and the Big Ten are the big boys. They can say, look, we want these teams in conferences. You can't just be making it up your own way. There's a bigger mission, a bigger price to pay, and you pay that price by having Notre Dame in the conference. Jeremy, I thought that was going to be the case before they did this. When I saw last night them actually pimping the fact that Notre Dame would not be in the college football playoffs, I thought, yeah, they're going to go through with this.
Kind of crazy when you think about the Big 12. So for all you Colorado fans out there, they still have a shot.
Yeah.
I don't know that it's likely, but the way that the Big 12 has gone this year, like all the teams they thought were going to be good had injuries and fell apart. Like yeah. Utah was supposed to be the best team. They're at the bottom because Cam Rising got hurt. By the way, he's going to get his medical degree before he graduates.
He gets kicked
off the football team.
I heard he's going to literally retire, like get the pension.
Yeah, he's just hey man, like, I played this game long enough.
Now that there are 18 teams in the Big Ten, are we finally going to change the name of these conferences?
You know,
it's just getting so silly.
You know, I thought was funny, Ed. Last night on the selection committee, they pointed out that four of the top five teams in the college football playoff rankings of Big Ten teams.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, yeah, that's only like a third of the conference, though.
Yeah.
That's only, yeah, yeah.
It's like six.
Yeah.
There's 16 teams in the Big 12.
Oh, yeah.
16 teams in the Big 12. And what the Big 12 is now is all the teams that nobody wanted from the Pac, from the Big Ten, from the Big E, you know, all these schools that are just, they're piling in there. Houston goes in there. Kansas leaves. And now they're still in the Big 12. UCF, Utah, Arizona. It's kind of a hot mess, and BYU leads them all. I don't think BYU's as good as what their record states, but you know, hats off to them. Those 26-year-olds are playing well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are they allowed to bring their kids to the game or no?
You know who used to do that? It probably means nothing here. The kids at Boys High. It was bizarre.
They brought the kids to the game?
Yeah.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
With so many of their players. Now, I'm talking high school. They were
all talking about. To bring the kids to the game in college is a joke. Yeah. To bring your kids to the
that was
multiple kids to the game.
Because
a lot of these kids were like 20, 21 years old playing against 17, 18-year-olds. And they actually had kids.
How would they play high school ball at 21?
You get left back three or four times when you're, you know.
So you didn't have a rule? You couldn't play older than?
Doesn't mean everybody followed
it. Yeah. I mean, it's.
Oh, so it was breaking the rules, though.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. As long as they're breaking the rules. I thought you were saying not a rule that they could.
No, you can't be like 26.
It's like that in Maryland. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to be within a certain age. But you still
know how 25-year-olds I would have on my team?
but to be fair, those kids are trained well. When they go to a restaurant, and it's like, oh, 12 and under eat free? He's 12.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm 12. Man, you got a mustache and sideburns. You're not 12.
It's hilarious. That school is hilarious. That's the one we shut them out. They surrounded the locker room, said you might win the game, but you won't go home. It's in the heart of Bed-Stuy.
Fun times.
Jeremy, do you think Texas is overrated?
No. I think they're rated. Like, I was happy to see Quinn Ewers play the way he did this weekend. And then his DMs got leaked. So that's pretty interesting.
And do you think Indiana is underrated?
Yes, I do. And not so much, I don't know if they're underrated. I just don't know if people are believing that, because I still can't wrap my mind around this. I think it's the first 10-win season they've ever had.
They haven't lost.
Yeah. But I mean, looking at that, I'm like, how the hell is Indiana, like, you know, the top 10?
Well, I called it this year. I said Indiana and Army would be the last two undefeated teams in the top 25. I mean, not all of us can get these right. Some of us are just on sometimes. Yeah. You know?
Here's the problem with Indiana. They have not beaten a ranked team yet.
Well, that's the thing. They got to have a signature win.
They beat FIU. They beat Western Illinois. They beat UCLA. They beat Charlotte. They beat Maryland. They beat Northwestern. They beat Nebraska, Washington, Michigan State, Michigan. Some of those schools by name sound like they beat someone.
Yeah.
But the Yeah. That's all they
it's
are.
A down year for Michigan.
Yeah. Down year for Washington.
Yeah. By the way, Oregon's undefeated too. But how about all those teams you're talking about in the Big Ten? Only two of them are going to play in that championship game.
Well, I mean, I know Oregon, but Oregon's, I mean, their resume is a lot different though.
Mm-hmm. I'm not questioning them being. Oh, I'm just saying I left out a team that was undefeated. When I said
about
Army and Indiana.
You're talking about your nonsense. All right.
What? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Right. Oregon has beaten, at the time, number 2 Ohio State and number 20 Illinois. Different. All undefeated records aren't created equal.
No, for sure.
They're not. Is Penn State overrated?
Mm. Ed, you can answer that.
Penn State beat ranked Illinois and lost to ranked Ohio State.
Yeah. I mean, again, you know.
They haven't beaten anyone.
They haven't beaten anybody. I mean, you know, it'd be Bowling Green, Kent State, West Virginia. Like
they, you know, they beat all the teams they should beat, and then we see this. And I hate saying it because I don't like to pigeonhole these guys and say, hey, you can't win a big game. Yeah, they label quarterbacks. You can't do this. You can't do that. Yeah. And then it happens, and then what do you say? But like, we have not seen James Franklin win a big game at Penn State against a marquee opponent.
And it's the same issue that we have with Indiana because it's the same, you know, same conference. So they have a win against Washington and USC. Okay.
Well, but, you know. Okay, who's BYU beating? These undefeated teams, man, other than Oregon, haven't beaten anybody.
Mm. Yeah, I think BYU was so fortunate that the Big 12 is so bad this year. Like historically bad. Everybody knows how I feel about Colorado. Being 5-1, they have a shot to win this conference, which is crazy when you look at who all these teams have played. Nobody's played anyone here.
Here's the golden question. Will the SEC be the only conference with teams in with multiple losses?
No, I think the Big Ten can do it too.
Who?
Oh, now you're going to maybe pull this.
I mean, Ohio State has one loss. Penn State has one loss. I think if Penn State loses another, they're gone.
I don't. I think they're still in it.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Because all the teams behind them, I mean, you've got Miami with their one loss, but they're going to win their conference more than likely. I mean, what's the difference between a two-loss Penn State team and a two-loss Ole Miss team? The fact that they beat Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean, that's it?
Yes. Because if Penn State loses another game, that means they're going to lose between Purdue, Minnesota, or Maryland.
Right.
But I mean, that's unlikely. No. That's the no-no. You can't lose to either one of those teams.
Penn State lost to number 2 in the country. Like, I
understand that, but if you – they were number 4 at the time – but if you do that, if you have 2 losses and one of those losses is against Purdue, Minnesota, or Maryland down the stretch, Jeremy, I don't think you beat out a 2-loss Alabama. I don't.
I mean, well, the losing late hurts more than losing early.
Yeah, that's my point. That's my point. Because Alabama has lost to Vanderbilt, bad loss, but at Tennessee.
God, man. Just looking at these teams and how, like, how this whole season has transpired, and I'm trying to think of who I want to see in the top 12 as opposed to who's it going to be.
We always, you and I always make fun of things that we were wrong about. Mm-hmm. When college football went to the 14 playoffs, Bill Hancock and I actually had an on-air fight. It's the worst day for college football. You're taking away the impact of the regular season. I mean, we went on and on and on. Bill said, well, Rob, one day it may move past 4. If it does that, I'm not a fan of it. I think this is the best thing to happen.
The best thing to ever happen. It is.
It's the best thing.
I hated
thing.
The other way. It was so subjective.
I was so wrong.
You know.
The regular season now means more. It means more now.
I don't know that it'll surpass it, but I got news for you. If they do this right, the college football playoff could be better than March Madness.
I don't think that's not a thin. That's a strong branch you're standing on.
Yeah,
that's pretty strong out
because,
there.
Because, if you get all these teams in there and you have all this drama of who's playing who, now everybody has a chance. Like the in-season tournament we talked about in the NBA, what is that? But at the end of the year, you get to this tournament and somebody's going home a national champion, and you're a team that lost two games, and now you actually have a shot to win.
Tell me, Alabama getting in or Georgia getting in with two losses don't have a chance?
But
they've got a chance.
And What's the great thing about March Madness is that you don't know. You could see anybody play anybody at that point in time, and they don't have to schedule them. This is the same thing. Like BYU, could you ever get, you know, Alabama to come play you? And again, I know it's on a neutral site, but it's just, I think this is going to be really cool.
In closing, Alabama could have to do two things in the playoff, first round of the playoffs. Go to a stadium that's half their size in cold weather.
Yep.
That's why the playoffs are great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.